Believe in yourself enough to accept the idea that you have an equal right to it. Believe in yourself enough to accept the idea that you have an equal right to being yourself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, the Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Believe in yourself enough to accept the idea that you have an equal right to it. Now, we have been talking at the table here about people living in the United States and people coming here to the United States and finding this country a very wonderful country, a country filled with opportunity, a country filled with acceptance and love and a melting pot. And as I found out, one Hispanic lady resigned from the Thought for Today because we had said that everyone coming into the United States who wants to apply for United States privileges should speak English and should know our Constitution, should know what the government is all about, and that the worship of God is a very important part of all of this. It's the essence of our whole country, and little by little we're allowing it to be eroded away by people who come into the country and say that they have equal rights, like we're saying here. Believe in yourself enough to accept the idea that you have an equal right to it. Well, you have an equal right to being yourself, but that does not mean at the expense of others. If you're going to come into a country and you're going to say that you're coming here from, say, France, and so you want to continue speaking French here in the United States, well, there'll be a few people who will honor you and who will be delighted in your speaking French and sort of help you with Pig Latin and with finger signs and so forth to get you what you want. You're hungry, you're thirsty, you know, and what have you. But if you have respect for yourself, you will be an honorable person. Now, I go to Germany and I go around the world to different countries and I speak there in English and I have a translator. I do not expect the people there to understand my English. I have a translator who translates for me. I am not there saying I want anything from that country. I don't want their government. I don't want the privileges of anything, just to speak because I've been asked to come over and speak. And usually I speak on behalf of the government, on behalf of the people of the country, telling about their benefits in following and living according to the rules of their own government. And I do the same thing here in the United States. And of course, in doing that, when you are saying we should follow the rules, they say, oh, sure, we should follow the rules. Well, what does following the rules mean? Does following the rules mean that we are that we're speaking all these many languages? No. The language of the United States is English. The language of France is French. The language of Germany is German. I asked Ellen, I said, in Germany, when the Italians come over there and want to work there and want to do their activities there as Italians, do they have to speak German? And Ellen says, yes. Driver's licenses are all in German. Everything's all in German. You have to know German to be able to be active in the country. Or else the schools don't provide special courses in German and French and Italian and English and Scandinavian and all these other things. Can you imagine in Europe where you have 12 different countries virtually bordering on one another, certainly within a stone's throw, that if every country had to teach everything they teach in every language, why, it would be outrageous. If you're going to Scandinavia, you're going to Norway, you speak Norwegian, and your courses are in Norwegian, and your people are in Norwegian. Oh, it's true, a universal language of American, of English, is pretty much all over the world, but it is not the language of Norway, or Sweden, or Finland, or Denmark, or Germany, or Italy, or Switzerland, or anywhere else. each country has their own language, and they are nationalists about it, and they should be. And America should have that equal nationalism for itself, that when people come here and want to benefit from the generosity of America's wonder and magic, that they speak the language, and when they send their kids to school, their kids must learn English. They have crash courses in English to get the kids ready. Now, for instance, if you are sending your children to school in Germany, and they come from, let's say, France, and they don't speak any German, what would happen? What they do is they have 6 months in which they're given special schooling in German, German for the French. And so they are taught French. They are taught the basic language. They are taught the basics. So then the kids can go to school and basically understand what the courses are all about it. And their German will improve. Now, if the parents love the children, which sometimes is a doubtful thought, if the parents love the parents will learn German too, so that they will speak German at home, and they will think German at home, and German will be their natural language, so that the children can, well, what about having the tradition that the children come from of France, you know, and the French tradition? Well, then stay in France. Stay in France. Come visit other countries, but stay in France. If you want to maintain your Mexican heritage, stay in Mexico. If you want to maintain your American heritage, stay in America. Don't go emigrating to some other country, which many people do. And when people emigrate to other countries from here, what is the first thing they do? They learn the language. They want to be able to have normal intercourse with the people in these other countries and speak to them and share with them and laugh with them and be friends with them. But the best way to do it is to speak the language. Now, if I were to go and live in Germany, for instance, the first thing I would do would be to take a bunch of courses in German. And I would study it with all my heart. I have no reason to learn German. I go to Germany for a couple of weeks every year and lecture, and I'm lecturing in English, and I'm spending 90% of the time that I'm over there lecturing or sleeping, you know, and eating. And so what else is there? And then I'm not really moving into the culture. I'm just sharing a concept or an idea. And so for me to learn the language for that momentary experience is hardly beneficial, because when I go to the next country, I'm speaking English in their country, and the next in their country. And then I come back to campus here, and I'm speaking English because that is the language of the people who I'm in contact here. And so it would be foolish for me to spend a great deal of time and effort learning that, although it's a pleasant thing to learn, and I do know a bit of it. But the point is, if I were going to be in Germany and live there and do whatever I would do there, I would certainly learn the language. I would certainly learn the language. I have dear friends of mine in Switzerland and Germany who like the philosophy so much, they have chosen to learn English so they can get even more out of it than having it translated. And that's certainly to their benefit, their blessing, and what have you. But when we believe in ourselves enough to accept the idea that we have an equal right to it, then we begin to get it. To what do we have an equal right? We have an equal right as the United States Constitution gives it to us. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, do you have that same right in other countries? You do, but it's not verbally said. Do you have that same right in the world? You do, but it's not generally said. Do you have that right in your own consciousness right now? You do, but it's not usually said. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, no one should destroy your life. Liberty, you have the freedom to think the thoughts you want to do. And the pursuit of happiness, you have the right to live a joyous, happy life without being threatened by a tyranny or what other things might come your way. And you see, this is what life is all about, and this is what we are all about, and this is what the world is all about, and this is why it's so important for us to be masters of ourselves under all circumstances and appreciate what's going on in our world. So, with that in mind, realize that as an absolute philosopher, you are guided in your thinking to do that which is for your highest good at all times. So hang in there and enjoy, because you're worth it. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.